With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. The Citizens United Supreme Court ruling was scorned as the corporate takeover of elections in America when the justices ruled on it in 2010. It set unlimited amounts of campaign donations from people and corporations. Several years later, the city of Seattle came up with a plan to soften the blow of Citizens United through a taxpayer-funded voucher program aimed at putting campaign cash in the hands of everyday people. Javier Benavides says local governments can't stop Citizens United, but democracy dollars can help.
But we can start to re-empower the people from the ground up. And that's what democracy dollars is all about, is putting democracy dollars literally back in the hands of the people, sending it to them in the mail so that they have some agency again. So they can really be competitive if they have a broad base of grassroots support. They can compete with those who are very good at fundraising from just a small universe of big donors.
Benavides says tonight at 5, the Bernalillo County Commission is set to reconsider its recent rejection of the Democracy Dollars initiative. Organizers of the effort gathered almost 30,000 signatures to place it on the November ballot. And Benavides says some of them will be there aiming for the results seen in Seattle.
If you look at a map of where the donations for privately financed candidates were coming from, in Seattle before this system existed, it was mostly in the affluent Bayside communities in Seattle. And then once the city enacted their democracy vouchers program, those dots are all over the map. So it really diversified who's having a voice in city politics.
Last Tuesday's meeting did not include public comment on democracy dollars, but tonight's special meeting invites public comment on the idea of sending voters coupons they could later redeem and put towards the candidate they support. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.